The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The guided meditation tonight is in a form that Andrea often teaches, known as receptive awareness, or sometimes open awareness, or awareness of awareness. And this is a style of meditation that is inspired by the teachings of Sayadaw Utejaniya, a teacher in Burma who was a layman for many years before becoming a monk. So after settling into your body and breath, the instruction in this form of mindfulness actually doesn't prioritize directed awareness using a single anchor or object of focus the way most mindfulness meditation in the United States does. Instead, the main instruction is to notice mindfulness, notice when mindfulness comes up, awareness, and just to notice whatever is most obvious in the moment. So, that said, if you're one of those folks who finds that your mind automatically defaults to the body or the breath or some other specific object or anchor that you are used to using, that's fine. Just notice that's happening. And perhaps experiment, see what it's like to incorporate some of these more receptive awareness practices in. And those of you who are more experienced in this style of practice, as usual, just noticing objects like the breath, the body, or metta emerging as part of the practice, it's just another process of the heart and of the mind and of the body to be aware of. So with that, we're going to start. Give me a thumbs up if this is an okay volume. Okay, cool. I do get a little quieter when I start guiding the meditation, just out of warning. So invitation to turn off anything that beeps, buzzes, alerts, pops up, or otherwise will interrupt your meditation experience, either on the computer or on a nearby device. So just taking a moment to take care of yourself that way. And then invitation is to settle back. Close your eyes, that's comfortable for you. Definitely soften the eyes. Taking a moment or two to notice this body and breath, the surroundings exactly as things are. I find it helpful to start with a deeper breath in and then letting it out, and inviting, suggesting, may the body relax. May awareness fill the body. And then really allowing the awareness to fill embodied experience. Noticing the contact of air on skin, the weight of your body on your seat or cushion or mat. Noticing that you're being held, supported. Then perhaps another deep breath in and long, slow breath out. And the invitation, may this heart and mind relax. May awareness fill the heart and mind. Noticing whatever mood or attitude has come with you into this meditation. And allowing that, perhaps with a sense of kindness, receptivity. Noticing the natural sensations of the body, pulsing, vibrating, movement, warmth or cool, attuning perhaps to the sounds in the area, to any variations in the visual field of the closed eyes, including everything. And inviting awareness to settle where it feels most natural. As the attention attunes to the moment, to whatever is arising, noticing, is the mind distracted or contracted? Is the mind focused or spacious? Does the mindfulness feel close in or vast and boundless? No judgments needed, just awareness. What's this moment like? If perhaps the mind has been pulled into another predominant experience, perhaps lost in thought, attentive to a particular sensation, see how gently, graciously, can appreciate the re-emergence of mindful awareness. from time to time can be helpful to refresh the mindful awareness, perhaps by the soft internal use of the word aware, or what's obvious in this moment. in the last moments of this meditation, the invitation is to notice what kind of mood or attitude is in the observing part of your mind or heart right now. No need to dig, just if there's anything obvious, to notice and appreciate whatever that is, either in the sense of appreciation and savoring, or possibly also, or instead, in the sense of appreciating the effects of the mood or attitude of the heart and mind.